So here's our same setup. Group and individual therapy, general and social anxiety, only now there's numbers. Those numbers are means. It's the average DV score of everybody that was in that pile. We have two kinds of piles here. We have two kinds of means. Cell means and marginal means. The cell means are the ones that are in the middle. Well, each cell is defined by two variables. So the upper left, people who had group therapy for general anxiety had an average score of 50. Upper right, individual therapy with general anxiety, an average of 50. Bottom left, social anxiety and group therapy, an average of 90. Bottom right, individual therapy and social anxiety, average of 10. Those are the cell means. All 2x2 factorial designs, the kind we're going to focus on, have four cell means. Now we have marginal means. The marginal means are out here, say it with me, in the margins of the table. Marginal means are aggregates. In other words, this marginal mean for people in group therapy is the average of group therapy for general anxiety and group therapy for social anxiety. The average of 50 and 90 is 70. The 30 over there is the overall performance for all the individual people, aggregating the general anxiety individuals and the social anxiety individuals. The average of 50 and 10 is 30. All marginal means are aggregates. For all the pictures I'm going to show you here, we're going to assume there's the same number of people in each condition just to make the math simpler. And then we're not going to do this by hand because it's a pain in the ass. But when SPSS does this for us, it will handle if there's unequal n. It'll take care of that problem for us. All right, here we go. Language time. Main effects involve comparison of marginal means. These two means, marginal means, are comparing group and individual, so they are the main effective type of therapy. These two are comparing general and social anxiety, so those two are looking at the main effect of initial diagnosis. How are we doing? All right? Line them up. One's group, the other's individual. Hell, that's type of therapy. Now, this is the most important thing today. Not the hardest, but the most important. There's two sets of simple effects in a factorial design. We have to be able to label both of them, and we have to know which one's which. The pink thing you're going to do tonight is the first pink thing ever. When it was first built, back in the days of hard coding HTML pages, because that's all there was on the web, it was, I think it was 384 separate web pages. Because all you could do in a web page then is click on something and it took you to another page. And you click on something and it took you to another page. But it was worth it because you've got to be able to label things. So here's those labels. 50 versus 90. Notice that 50 is general anxiety, 90 is social anxiety, but they're both for group therapy. And so that A box is the simple effect of initial diagnosis. The simple effect of initial diagnosis, because we're comparing the two initial diagnosis groups. We're comparing general and social anxiety. But we're only doing it with 90 and 50 for those in group therapy. So all simple effects have this of for syntactic construction. The simple effect of the IV we're looking at for a particular condition of the other IV. And that's the language you're going to practice with the pink thing. The other one, 50 and 10, is the simple effect of initial diagnosis, still general versus social anxiety, but now for individual therapy. Oops. There's the other set of simple effects. It's the same four means. We're just changing what comparison we make. When we compare 50 and 50, we're looking at the simple effect of type of therapy, group versus individual, but only for general anxiety. When we compare 90 and 10, we're looking at the simple effect of group therapy, but now only for social anxiety. And we will practice this a lot. And